USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, said Wednesday countries with large supplies of coronavirus vaccines should not offer booster shots through the end of the year and make the doses available to poorer countries. Quote, I will not stay silent when companies and countries that control the global supply of vaccines think the world's poor should be left satisfied with leftovers. End quote. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Kuwait City at the conclusion of a four-day tour of Persian Gulf states said Thursday the Al-Qaeda extremist group that used Afghanistan as a staging base to attack the United States 20 years ago may attempt to regenerate there now that the Taliban is in power. Smoke alarms went off at the Russian segment of the International Space Station in the early hours Thursday morning, and crews reported noticing smoke and the smell of burnt plastic. Russia's space agency, Roscosmos, said the incident took place as the station's batteries were being charged. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
President Biden's approval ratings are plummeting as Americans believe the country is headed in the wrong direction under his leadership. After leaving Americans behind in Afghanistan, the president took a golfing vacation in Delaware. As private citizens now head up the rescue efforts in Afghanistan, the State Department wants to get Americans out of Taliban control. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The State Department continues to work on evacuating American citizens and Afghan allies who helped the United States in the war in Afghanistan. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes President Biden for not doing more to get Americans out of the country.
You don't go vacation in Delaware. You don't go campaign for Gavin Newsom next week. You focus on the fact that there are still Americans left behind in Afghanistan, and that should be the number one focus of this administration.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the number of Americans stranded in Afghanistan remains unknown. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
As the Defund the Police movement is being pushed by lawmakers in Washington, D.C., we are seeing the repercussions and lawlessness throughout the United States. Former Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told Newsmax Tuesday, criminals must be held accountable.
This is about the rule of law and making sure that individuals that decide to break the law, that there are consequences for that. And so if you see individuals that are shoplifting or breaking the law and you're allowing them to walk away with no consequence, obviously that just incentivizes that type of behavior. And you're going to continue to see this in communities across the country. So absolutely, they need to be held accountable. I understand the issue of not being able to prosecute everyone that breaks every crime, but you need to hold a couple of these people and make a target out of them and to demonstrate to others that are going to do this that you have the chance of being caught, and if you're going to be caught, you're going to be prosecuted on crimes that are low dollar figures or don't have any bodily harm to them. So that's why you see a lot of this going unprosecuted. I think for the stores and for others, they're encouraging their employees not to engage because of the ability or the potential to be hurt and the liability there. So I think there's a multitude of different reasons, but at the end of the day, the police, the law enforcement of these different communities need to pick certain cases to go after and to prosecute. If you give a blank check to anyone committing a crime under a certain dollar figure, well, guess what? You're going to see those crimes increase.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.